From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 10, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Gail Henson is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Town Board on Monday, June the 8th, rejected Adam Sloan's Life Serve Youth Foundation's offer to build tennis courts at Crellin Park. Sloan made the offer after neighbors opposed construction of the courts on his own property on Thomas Road. On Tuesday, Supervisor Jesse DeGroot told the paper that there was a general feeling on the board that to approve Sloan's proposal would have been virtually the same thing as taking a bribe. DeGroot said that Sloan will now revert to the original application. A hearing on Sloan's request for a hardship waiver from the town's 12-month moratorium on special use permits for land along dirt roads will be held on June the 24th at the North Chatham Firehouse. According to plans provided to the zoning board, Sloan seeks to build a sleepaway tennis camp for underprivileged youth. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. William G. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Woodstock Town Board will ask the State Public Service Commission to prevent Central Hudson Gas and Electric Company from charging a fee or penalizing customers who do not want to use meters that send radio signals for the utility to record electricity use. The board approved two resolutions during the meeting on Tuesday, June the 9th. The meeting attracted approximately 50 people, with more than half speaking against the use of the meters. Opponents said the meters are a health risk. People have been diagnosed with cancer or experienced reduced cognitive functions after meters were installed on their homes or on their neighboring houses. Others objected to Central Hudson's ability to charge additional fees if a customer does not want to use a remotely read meter. The utility was granted permission to do so by the Public Service Commission last month. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that civil liberties groups, members of the Assembly Democrats, and the state's education establishment are threatening to take legal action if Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's education tax credit is passed. The proposal would provide tax credits for those who contribute to private or parochial school scholarships. The New York Civil Liberties Union called the credit, and I quote, an end run around the constitutional principle that bars the state from endorsing religion, end quote. In addition to concerns around the separation of church and state, opponents of the credit said they are also worried about what they said were unanswered questions about details of the plan and the lack of transparency that would follow money going into privately run schools. The Republican-controlled Senate has already approved the measure. Cuomo has kept up the pressure for passage in the Assembly. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Associated Press is reporting statewide smoking rates in New York are at their lowest levels, according to officials. The State Health Department reported 7.3% of all New York high school students smoked last year. Among adults, the rate was 14.5%. The smoking rate for high school students in 2000 was 27%. In the intervening 15 years, the state banned indoor smoking, imposed taxes to keep cigarette costs high, and enforced laws against sales to minors. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And for our final story, Scott Waldman is reporting at Capital New York that Albany County Executive Dan McCoy hosted a forum on June the 8th to address the dangers posed by the great number of oil trains now moving through New York. Fire Chief Tim Pellerin of Wrangley, Maine, who responded to an oil train fire in Lac Megantic, Canada, that killed 47 people in 2013, said, and I quote, until you see this for real, you can't imagine what the horror is like, end quote. Albany County recently asked the Cuomo administration to halt the oil train, releasing a report on the potential environmental effects of a crude heating facility at the Port of Albany. But Woolman reports that Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan withdrew from participating in the county's report under pressure from Cuomo. Instead, she released her own report saying oil train traffic falls under the federal government's responsibility. A group of lawmakers are expected to propose a bill in Albany on June the 9th requiring rail companies to increase the amount of insurance they hold in case of disasters. That is a story that you can read at Capital New York. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 83 degrees. On Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. On Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. On Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:31 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 12 minutes. Exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 10th day of June, 2015. Don't forget that today is the 7th day of the WGXE Radioactive Pledge Drive, so tune in for a full slate of remote broadcasts and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. So thank you for supporting creative radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.